This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Jealousy. That's what we're talking about today. Jealousy. Jealousy. Terrible emotion, but, you know, necessary. It is a necessary emotion. The thing about emotions, and this is what you'll learn from shrinks and just anybody that's sane, they'll tell you, look, understand these emotions. You should feel them. You really should. I tell people, I'm not the jealous type. That doesn't mean I don't get jealous. It means you have to rein in emotions, anger. I'm not the type to get angry, but I do get angry. You know, but you rein it in. All of these emotions are necessary. But what happens with the left, and I'm going to pick on them because, you know, that's what I do. These are people who take an emotion and they put it on steroids. They're jealous to a fault. They're angry to a fault. They are, you know, passionate to a fault. It's okay to be passionate, but can you be passionate about everything? I so love my pencil. It is amazing to me. I write with it. And they go, well, here's my, oh my God, that's a great pencil there too. You know, too much passion and there is no passion. You know, it's the yin and the yang of life. But let me tell you about jealousy. Jealousy lives upon doubts. See, it becomes madness or ceases entirely when we go from doubt to certainty. The more you know about something, the more about you know about who you are, the less jealous you become. If you see somebody doing something and you go, oh, look at him over there doing that. And then you go out there and you get on your bike, you know, get on a treadmill, whatever. And you do it and suddenly you start looking at that person and go, well, I don't have any reason to be jealous. I'm just as good or whatever. I can be just as accomplished. Or you find something that you're good at and therefore your jealousy melts away. That's not what the left does. The left doesn't go and train and stop with the petty jealousies and say, you know, I'll just go out there and do my thing. I go do me, baby. You do you, I do me. Okay? Okay. I got you. They don't do that. They harbor those jealous emotions, those negative emotions, and they can't grow. That's their problem. And here's the deal. Democrats see politics as a game. But in their game, they don't have to live their politics. That's right. They pretend to love fairness, for example. They say, let's level the playing field for all. They pretend to fight for the little guy. And the notion is laughable at best because they use and abuse the little guy. That's what they do. They're jealous of you, the little guy. We are all the little guy. They're jealous of us because we're just out there doing, we believe in the rules. We're just out there doing what we do. And what's sad for the left is when we achieve, in spite of the unleveling of the playing field, in spite of their wicked, you know, games they play with us, they get really mad. They get jealous that they cannot influence us the way they used to. Guys, it's funny to watch Democrats when they're forced to live their politics. They are never forced. They're rarely forced to live their politics. They don't really have to care. They set up annuities, so they never have to work. You say, Kevin, oh, you mean are they putting money in the bank? No. Democrats retire. They set up things to make the same amount of money in retirement. Tell me how that works. You work for 40, 50 years. You retire from your job and you get the money that you left work. You get the same amount of money in retirement as you got working because you've set it up that way. Who pays for that? But that's what the left does. And what's funny, keep in mind, they never worked when they were at work because they set up unions and they got five guys doing a job that one person can do. And all five of those guys are going to retire and get the same amount of money or a big percentage of it. That's how they set it up. They set it up so the future generations are constantly paying for the older generations. Why? Because these suckers are too lazy to go out and work hard, look at the stock market, invest in property, businesses or whatever. They want to rely on other people's money. And you know why they're jealous of you? Because you go out and you plan. You look at, okay, well, I'm going to get a little bit of money when the parents die, and I'll do this, and I'm going to buy my home. I'm going to pay it off. You're a plotter and a planner. You're doing it by the book. Those conniving sons of guns are just out there for themselves. Here's the moral of the story for the kiddos who may be listening. If you want to learn a craft and work hard, don't follow Democrats. They'll put you in a union, and they will threaten your life if you try to innovate or work hard. They will threaten you. And I'm not even kidding you when I tell you they will threaten you to beat you up, or in some cases, they will kill you. Oh, Kevin, you're taking it too far. No. No, don't make me give you stories. Silkwood. For Democrats to win at the big level, they got to create winners at the little level. The little people are really losers, but Democrats convince them that they're winners. These dirtbags get things like subsidized housing, welfare, they get SNAP cards, and so on. Democrats give socialized medicine that would make the productive mad. If you went to a socialized medicine clinic, you'd be like, what? I got to wait 8 hours to get to, look, I just got to get some stitches. Stitch me up so I can go back to work. You'd be mad. You would be, you know, like, hot. There'd be one doctor. Next. And his receptionist would come out. You couldn't even understand the language. Oh, man. These people are something else. Hours waiting in line, usually behind illegals or some Bush League minority. And Democrats groom these Bush League minorities like they groom young prostitutes. And what are the stellar education these people get you? Bernie Sanders says free college for everybody, mostly community college, because as Chris Rock joked, anybody can go in the community can go to that. Imagine valuing something that anybody can have for free, like mints in a restaurant. You know, everybody's hands going in there. They tell you, by the way, don't eat those mints. A better example, toilet paper at a public restroom. Notice nobody steals it. Yeah, because it's 100 grit toilet paper and it'll wipe the hair off your butt. You don't want it. It's free. I don't know what it could save you, but if you just went around for public toilet papers, why would you buy it? Why do they have it in grocery stores? It's readily available. I think you're starting to get the picture. Politics is sport for Democrats. Either you believe in their ideology, folks, or you're the enemy. Shops close on Saturdays. Democrats put on Team Blue and they root against the other team. So what? Their team is full of self-indulgent criminals. They don't care because they're against you. Back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Bill Hicks laying it down. Bill Hicks committed suicide. Funny guy. And, you know, one of these disturbed leftist comics that couldn't deal with the real world. In the real world, it's funny. If you are living life to the fullest, And I'm not talking about partying till you throw up and, you know, blanking out and going, where am I? That's not living to the fullest. But the point is this. If you're living life to the fullest the way your DNA wants you to live it, you would never, I mean, hardly ever would you consider ending it. And because you're fulfilled, and so when you, I'll put it to you this way. When I was younger, I always worried about death. I was like, man, you could die. God, it would stink to die. But as you get older, you go, you're going to die. You have to have lived the life of experiences that if today is your day, you just go, today is my day. Or some worse yet, somebody goes, you have a year to live. And you go, wow, okay, well, no regrets. Year to live, I'll do what I want, you know, I'll figure out what's going to give me fulfillment for the rest of this life, and I move on. Leftists don't have that. They don't. Miserable people. And what's funny, they get mad at me when I tell them, you're miserable. I'm not miserable. I'm super happy. I do what I want. I feel like I'm free. I'm this and I go, you ain't free. Shut up, you ain't free. Yeah. Well, I can spend my money. Where do you get your money? With the government. Then you're not free. You're waiting on government. Who's paying? My mom and my dad, my brother, my uncle, my sugar daddy, whatever. You're not free. Slave to them, waiting on the money. You are not, you are in no way free. You'd be freer if you said, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I pay $100 a month, and I'm, you know, 5 years paid in advance, and I go when I want, I do what I want, and I you know, sell my art on the street, and I've got, you know, $1 million in the bank from having done that successfully. I have no debt. Now you can convince me you're free. And living life on your terms, not bothering anybody, not hassling anybody, there are very few people that reach that level of self-actualization, and the majority of them who do are conservatives. The leftists will tell you, I have friends like this, lefty friends. Yeah, man, kid. And had some friends that started a band. They were horrible. And I was listening to them and I went, guys, truth, you know, real talk? Yeah. Y'all suck. You know what they tell me? We know. Yeah. They go, we know, man. They're good looking guys. You're like, we know we suck. But, you know, that never mattered. It's like, really? You think you're going to commercialize that? Nah, no. You know, but they kind of thought they were. They, long story, they lived in a, to get inside their apartment, you literally had to jump all over the furniture before you could finally get to a place to stand. They were living like vagabonds. Happy. We're happy? No, you're not. You, nothing in your refrigerator. You live like bums. They got this big, it looked like a, like tent city, but it was a, you know, when he's big, what do they call them? Sofa, sectionals, you know, but the sectionals were put together to where six people could sleep side by side simultaneously. That's how it was. I think there were probably six guys living in that apartment. One bedroom, living room was just a sectional. And when they wanted to rehearse, they would throw the pieces up on top of each other so they could rehearse. It was ridiculous. We're happy. You're not happy. You'd be happy if you were making millions of dollars selling out concerts. You're not happy. And you know you're never going to get there. But for the record, this is probably, I hadn't seen Keith Sue in many years. He's the same dude. Same guy. Good looking guys, man. Could have done whatever they wanted to do. Leftists living on the beach near Venice Beach. Right around the corner. We'd walk over there and work out. Just bizarre, man. I don't know. I hate seeing people not live up to their potential and looking for an excuse. We're not good. Are you going to get good? No, we're not. We don't have any dreams of getting good. We're good-looking guys. They don't want anything. Girls want good looks. Put some tunes together. No, they don't. And I don't know where this idea that you don't have to work for it. That's so rare. But these guys, to their credit, they didn't lament the success of others. Like most leftists. Most leftists hate when you're successful. They hate it. Anyway, I want to talk about Britain's ban of guns. Happened in 1997. So they're in their 20th year of the gun ban. And I don't know if you watch British TV or anything like that much, but the bad guys in Britain all have guns. They all have guns. The gun laws mean nothing to them. And if you think I'm kidding, call your friends in Britain, your British buddies or whatever. Ask them, say, hey, do you think the bad guys in Britain have guns? And see what they tell you. I already know the answer. Yes, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, yeah. Now, these people aren't dealing with the seedy folks, but you know what they see? They see British TV, British spy films, British, you know, whatever, cop dramas, whatever. Everything we have here, they have there. And they see it. And they know all these criminals have guns. But worse than that, there's a knife attack in Britain every 4 minutes. 130,000 knife attacks per month. Fatal attacks, you know, vary. But knife wounds are horrible. A bullet goes in and it either goes through you or, I mean, don't misunderstand me, it can jack you up. Because it's a powerful projectile. You know, it's a projectile being propelled at, you know, hundreds of miles an hour. So it can jack you up. But a knife? Whoo! People don't realize. A bullet cauterizes as it goes through many times. Because it's burning through. That sensation sometimes can hurt as much as the actual bullet itself. That cauterizing effect. But a knife? There's no cauterizing. That bad boy goes in, and if a guy knows what he's doing, man, he can rip you up. A bullet has, you know, one angle, unless it hits bone. A knife is based on the holder, and it's not good news. Britain's got a huge number of knife attacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back, everybody. The Democrats are getting a dose of sanity. Yep. Drug addicts, people that are on drugs. I've never used drugs, but one of my buddies would say to me, he'd be telling a story, and he'd be high. He'd say, yeah, man, I was all high, you know, and then this cop pulled up, and I got my snap. And I was like, you got what? He's like, I got my snap. And I didn't know what that terminology is. You know, you guys know what that is? Got your snap? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ask you how. I don't want to get into your business. All right. But my buddy explained to me getting your snap means it ruins your high. All right. You ever, people use the term, you're such a buzzkill. Yeah. Because they're all high and you're like, boy, what you doing with your feet up on my table? You know better than to get your feet on my table. You know, now, oh man, you're such a buzzkill, mom. You know, because they get it. They understand it. Somebody snaps them back into the reality of what they're doing. That's what the Democrats are. They're a bunch of drug addicts. What do they call them? Head cases. They don't even know what they're doing. They're just out there doing stuff because it's just cool, man. It's meant to be fun. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. Let's say that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Yeah. And we'll get a British guy to make it up. And then we'll get the FBI to pretend that that's real. It's like a bunch of, that's what it is. It's like dope heads, crack heads. And then they get caught and they get their snap. Oh, shoot. They found out. Buzzkill. Mm-hmm. Democrats are getting a good dose. They're getting a dose of sanity. And the truth has a way of doing that to you. You know, imagine you're a drunk driver, right? You're drunk. You're driving along and boom, next thing you know, man, you've hit something. And that jolt of, oh, shoot. And you may still be drunk. I mean, your blood level is drunk. But the dopamines that hit your brain, that you know, that go bang, something bad just happened. They hit you and they snap you out of that thing you were in and make you go, oh, crap. And then you start to realize all the bad things. You start going back over those choices. Dang it. I knew I shouldn't have driven. I knew I was drunk. I knew this was it. God, I never thought this was going to happen. You ever had those kind of regrets?
I mean, here's one. Be careful how much you drink. Remember, alcohol loosens inhibitions. So you may end up doing something you regret, or worse. Something worse than something I would regret. Something so vile and it just a crime against humanity, so amoral that you don't even regret it. That's how sick and awful it was. You psychologically cannot afford to regret it, or you will kill yourself. You zoom right past regret and head straight to denial and justification. That's how awful that thing was.
Remind you of anybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I love the humor. You know what I love about humor? Humor reminds you of real life. Yeah, it reminds you of it. And the Democrats are living exactly what David Cross, the comedian, is talking about. They zoomed right past regret. It isn't about regret. It's about the cover-up now. Because they got a dose of sanity. Boom, they hit that car. Oh, my gosh, they hit four cars and finally snapped out of it. As my dope-smoking friend, dope-using friend would say, got their snap. And now they're trying to cover it up. How can I get out of this? Are there traffic cams? Did people hear alarms going off on cars? People looking out the window. I think I could get away with it. So their car is clack, 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 away from the scene of the crime. That is exactly how I see this happening with the Democrats. Regrets. Don't want to admit their guilt. Doing anything they can for subterfuge, knowing that they've been spotted. They're on traffic cam. They got people that have cameras looking out at the cars. They got people coming out of houses. They got cars whizzing by. Multiple people have seen the crime scene. We can still get away with it. You want to know why? They're so used to getting away with it. When McCabe got fired, James Comey was tweeting, stood tall under attack from small people. Did you guys hear about this? He's fighting from his subterranean rat hole, but that hole's going to be filled with water and he's going to get flushed out because he's going to be before the man. This disgraced former director of the FBI decided he was going to comment on the dismissal of his number one. Yet another embarrassment of this formerly venerable organization, Andrew McCabe. And so Comey's like, Andrew, you stand tall, man. Yeah, revenge of the midgets. Hours after it was announced that McCabe would be stepping down from his post at the FBI, the former disgraced James Comey responded in a tweet. Special Agent Andrew McCabe stood tall over the last 8 months when small people were trying to tear down an institution we all depend on. He served with distinction for 2 decades. I wish Andy well. I also wish continued strength for the rest of the FBI. America needs you. He ain't fooling nobody, man. That's the former G-man who lawyered up. I trust that statement as much as I trust Mexican water. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. No moleste. No moleste, por favor. Who exactly are the small people that Comey's talking about? The American people? Because all we big Americans want is the truth. The small people tearing down an institution formerly represented by this 6'8" cream puff named James Comey are the people that work for Comey. And despite the damage that's done by the FBI to itself, the fake news press wants to paint what's happening here, folks, as a Trump vendetta against McCabe. But we know the truth. The world knows the truth. The people who are guilt, I guess that they're guilty. The people guilty here are the FBI themselves and all the people complicit. The people who leveraged the nation's Federal Bureau of Investigation to unleash all its power onto Donald Trump. When you think about that, think about what it takes to fight the system like that and to come out on top. Man, do we owe ourselves a pat on the back. Go ahead. I'll wait. CNN actually said this about
McCabe. McCabe was a central target of President Donald Trump's ire toward the FBI over the investigation into possible collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 election, as well as the Bureau's handling of former Democratic rival Hillary Clinton's case. Yeah, that's what Trump was upset about. He was upset because they were investigating the corruption case. No, he was upset because they knew that they were lying about why they should be investigating this case. He was upset because he knew he'd done nothing. And he knew that the FBI knew it. And this is all just a cover-up to make Hillary look good, to give her some sort of protection. He's not mad. If the FBI needs to do its job, Donald Trump's not mad. You're not mad. I'm not mad. Who would be mad? If you have a legitimate beef and it involves the Federal Bureau of Investigation, go for it. But when you fabricate something, that's when the nation says, we're not going for that. Comey was in a similar position, they write, until Trump fired him in May. The Trump administration attributed Comey's dismissal to the handling of the investigation into the Clinton email server, but later Trump admitted he was thinking of the Russia thing when he made the decision. Exactly. He wasn't mad about Comey doing what he was, you know, if it was a legitimate case. What he was mad about with Comey is Comey knew this was fabricated. But CNN wants you to believe Trump had some sort of vendetta. He just wanted to get rid of them because they were investigating him. No, they were not supposed to be investigating him. That's why he was mad.
Be careful how much you drink. Remember, alcohol loosens inhibitions. So you may end up doing something you regret, or worse. Something worse than something I would regret. Something so vile and just a crime against humanity, so amoral that you don't even regret it. That's how sick and awful it was. You psychologically cannot afford to regret it, or you will kill yourself. You zoom right past regret and head straight to denial and justification. That's how awful that thing was.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The president, I do not think, is a racist as we have traditionally known in this country.
But what is it if you're racially uninformed and you're ignorant? What does it matter whether you're? But doesn't that make you racist by? And maybe you're just ignorant? You don't know that you're racist?
No. What it means, Don, is that maybe you have said or done some racist things. Unbeknowingly, and so that
what
does,
I just said, but then that makes you
a racist. It makes maybe what you said or done a racist act, but it's not an act. It's not racism in your heart. You know, you can do some things and not be aware that you're doing them. And I think that that's largely the case with President Trump. Now, you can say with his genius and his great wealth and his accomplishments over the years, he should be better informed. You know, that's a legitimate argument. But the man apparently is not informed. You can just listen to some of the things that he said. I mean, for instance, you know, he and John Lewis have had some back and forth. And he, you know, constantly is saying to John Lewis that, you know, his district is broken down and whatnot. Well, John Lewis's district is the city of Atlanta. Black entrepreneurship and city of Atlanta are synonymous.
Well, it seems like you're negating your own argument then, because he believes it. In his ignorance, well, he believes what he says, and therefore it means that's what's in his heart.
Well, no, I wouldn't go as far as to say that because he thinks he knows something, that's what's in his heart. You know, he could be misinformed from a source that he considers credible.
All right, everybody, welcome back, Kevin Jackson. That was Isaac Newton Ferris, nephew of Martin Luther King Jr., completely twisted up on his definition of racism and all that, but he was right to say Donald Trump's not racist. But what was funny about the interview was Don Lemon. He can't believe what he's hearing. Surely you have to believe that these are racist comments and this, that, and the other. And I come back to this idea that, no, you don't have to believe that. You can look for racism and pretend that that's racist, but it's not. And it's so interesting to hear the other side of this argument. But the problem is nobody intelligent is arguing back. No offense to Mr. Ferris, but he did not wage a good argument. Now, I would have said, look, Don, you guys are looking for racism because somebody tells you the truth about your house. If I went to your house and your house was a pigsty, and I said, man, I went in that dude's house, his house was a pigsty, and you're mad at me because I've outed you for your house being a pigsty, and let's say I went into 50 pigsties all belonging to black people, and I went, man, every black person else I go into is a pigsty. Would you say it's racist, or would you say that's my observation? I mean, I've given enough examples of how this is such a lunacy to be discussing this over and over and over. These guys hear racism wherever, they hear it in the wind. They see it in the tree leaves as they blow. Look at that. Look at that. They see it in the clouds. Look at those. Ooh, look at them. Racist. They see it everywhere. Google academic racism, stuff like that. You'll be shocked what you come up with. Math is racist. Hard work is racist. And I could go on. The craziest notions on the planet are that the left are going to tell you are racist. It just boggles the mind. And it makes a guy like me wonder, what's your agenda? Explain to me what isn't racism. Even when there is no racism, you know what the left says? You aren't aware of it. That's what Don Lemon is alluding. You're too ignorant to even know that you're racist when you're not being racist because it's latent inside of you. Okay, so it's kind of like my latent blackness, right? I could be black. So, Don, explain to me this. If I can be whatever I want to be, and I profess to be black at this moment, am I now still a racist? I'm just using their own logic against them. I don't get this. So, what do we do? I believe that, and this comes up because, as I say all the time, you guys say things to me like, Kevin, I could say the things that you say if I was black. And I go, no, I'd say this if I were white. And I talk about feminism. I'm not a woman, but I criticize feminism all the time. I've criticized feminism in meetings with Fox executives, who, by the way, the top three that I deal with are all women. And I criticize it. I tell them this. I think feminism sucks. I love that you ladies are in power. Technically, you're signing my deals. I work for you. I have no problem with that. But I have to believe you got here on merit. Because if I believe that you got here because for any other reason, then I don't have any respect for you. I believe you got here on merit. And unless I'm told otherwise by you, I'm going to believe that. I believe you're good at what you do. I believe that's why you got hired. I believe that's why Rupert Murdoch flew in here, had a meeting. I was in New York when this occurred, when there was a big change going on at Fox. And Suzanne came into my meeting, says, Kevin, I'm in a meeting with Rupert, but I wanted to make sure I saw you. And I said, I'm glad you did. And, you know, to leave her meeting with Rupert Murdoch to come see little old me. And I said, you know what? That shows me you respect. You respect my work. I respect yours. She knows I respect her work. A lot of changes going on there, but you can't be afraid to say what it is and who you are. And this is where I talk about the laws of attraction. Many people believe that the law of attraction is about finding love, and you hear things like opposites attract. But instead, it's about willing one's fate. Now, theologians may argue that God knows one's fate. Perhaps. I believe that. But it can't hurt to think positive thoughts. And the way you think positive thoughts is you say, it's all God's plan. Whatever happens, it's all God's plan. I'm going to do my part because God put this thing inside of me that says, go out there, Kevin, and work hard and do it not for the glory of self, not for the glory of man, not for the accolades and the things that may come, but do it because you believe in something in the greater good, something bigger than you, better than you, and it has nothing really to do with you. You're just a cog in the wheel, but you understand that. The first instance of law of attraction phrase appeared in print was in 1877 in a book called Isis Unveiled. It was a book by a Russian occultist and a theosophist. Her name was Helena Blavatsky. And there's no sense in going into all the details around her book, but the essential belief of the law of attraction is that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, you can bring positive or negative experiences into your life. The belief is based on the idea that people and their thoughts are both made from pure energy, and through this process of like energy attracting like energy, a person can improve their health, their wealth, their personal relationships. But it's difficult to argue what optimism does to your life. Like my grandmother says, if you fall down in a bunch of pony poop, you should come out of it looking for a pony. I use that quite often, but it's so true. Mind over matter. I was talking to one of my employees the other day, and she was down. And I told her, I said, what good is that going to do you? I go, look, I feel for you, because that's what you're supposed to say from a psychological standpoint. I understand what you're going through. You want to know why? Because I've been there. Now, you want to ask me, did it help that I brooded over it? That I was, oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. Well, shoot, we'll see. Doesn't help. Doesn't help one bit. So why am I going to brood? I'm going to say, you know what? People have been through what I'm going through. People have gotten through what I'm going through. And that's that. Get up and get to it, because life's going to move on. And let me tell you why this fits what we're doing. Because we can either look at the left and what they're doing and say to ourselves, I don't know. I don't think anything's ever going to happen to Hillary. I don't think anything's ever going to happen. I don't think politics is going to change. And I'm looking around here, folks, and I'm seeing politics changing right before your very eyes. Every single day, positively in our favor. And I hope that you finally get it within yourself, that you say, I'm out of the closet, I'm all in for Donald Trump and his policies. Not Trump, his policies. I'm in for Trump's policies. We don't have to be all gung-ho over the man, but we can doggone sure support what works. Talk about your portfolio. Talk about how good you feel, why you went out and bought something, why you're going to start a business for yourselves. Got to leave it there.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.